This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to cut direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday. The State Department notified Congress it would look to suspend payments to the three nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border in the coming days.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
The Trump administration says it will dramatically increase the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day. In Venezuela, the Red Cross says that it can begin distributing crucial aid supplies to crisis-hit Venezuela in 2 weeks. The group says they can initially help 650,000 suffering a lack of food and medicine. In February, President Maduro used the army to block an effort to bring in U.S.-backed aid convoys. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province killed at least 4 students and wounded more than a dozen others, including 2 teachers. Israel has reopened the 2 crossings with the Gaza Strip after days of hostilities. Sunday's reopening comes hours after Palestinian militants launched rockets into Israel overnight, and the military responded with tank fire. 4 Palestinians, including 3 teens, died a day earlier from Israeli fire as tens of thousands took part in mass protests along the Israeli-Gaza fence. This is VOA News. Anti-corruption candidate Zuzana Kapitova has won Slovakia's presidential election, making her the country's first female head of state. Ms. Kapitova, who has almost no political experience, framed the election as a struggle between good and evil. At a victory rally, she called on all Slovakians to unite. With almost all the votes counted, she has won about 58% of the vote. Voters in Ukraine are going to the polls today to cast their ballots in the first round of the country's presidential election. The top 3 candidates are a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, the incumbent president, and a former prime minister who is running for president for the 3rd time. Turkey is holding municipal elections Sunday. Turks are casting ballots for scores of mayors, municipal councils, and other local officials. However, political analysts say Sunday's vote is a referendum on the popularity of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan amid the country's economic slowdown. Authorities in Mozambique say cholera cases among cyclone survivors have jumped dramatically as aid agencies rush in to help. VOA's Brian Patton is traveling with one of the relief groups.
I'm in Mozambique with a relief agency called Samaritan's Purse that is one of many organizations now that are trying to return Mozambique area back to basically its working level of poverty after the devastation of the cyclone that just ruined the infrastructure of the country. The major roads, buildings, hospitals are all gone. The electrical lines are down.
That's VOA's Brian Patton in Mozambique. The Rolling Stones announced Saturday they've postponed a tour of the U.S. and Canada to give singer Mick Jagger time to receive medical treatment. Writer's Gavino Gray has more.
The Rolling Stones have postponed their tour of the United States and Canada so that lead singer Mick Jagger can receive medical care. The band on Saturday abruptly announced its decision to delay the tour, which it said was doctor's orders. A statement from the band read, Mick Jagger cannot go on tour at this time due to a needed, quote, medical treatment. No more details were provided about his condition. The singer lamented to his 1.6 million followers on Instagram, saying, I really hate letting you down like this.
That's Reuters' Gavino Gray reporting. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.